Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday, January the 20th, 2022, 15 minutes past the hour. 1:20:22. How about that? I hope you enjoyed the first hour this morning. And again, we're just going to have open phone lines this hour, find out what's going on in Marion, or talk about anything that piques your interest. 740-383-9944. You're tuned in to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, this is Sue Meisenhorn.
Oh, Sue, how are you doing?
I'm not. I am not.
Oh, not doing very well?
No. I'm trying to get home for this male cat.
Oh, okay.
He's on my back porch. He's got food. He's warm and everything. But I've got two females, you know? He's just like a man. He cries, and he wants in the house, then he jumps on my females, and they're not fixed, you know?
Yeah, that would be a problem.
I just turned 82 on the 10th.
Oh, well, happy birthday.
I just can't. I can't handle it no more. I can't.
Now,
I need help.
So you're looking for a home for this cat, right?
Right. He can stay out, like, in the barn, you know, because he's got his own heating pad on the back porch. He's got a heating pad.
Oh, okay.
You know, and everything. But I put pads down, that people get pads.
Right.
But so, I need help. I just need help.
So if somebody were listening right now and they wanted to help with this cat, who would they, what number would they call?
Okay. Let me get my phone number. I don't want any prank calls.
No, this would just be about the cat.
Okay, I got my number. See, I was robbed, and I can't remember my phone number. So, it's
740-244-7403. Okay, the number again for people out there might be listening, 740-244-7403, and it's a male cat. Now, is it, do you know if it's been...
No. I've had it since last year. It came here in the summertime, but I can't do it. I just can't do it. They used to call me the cat woman. I had so many cats. I live on Silver Street.
Right. Well, I remember you coming in and visiting us out at the mall when we were out there.
Oh, yeah, and everything. And I live on the corner of Monroe and Silver. But I want somebody, because he's a good cat. I mean, you can pet him and everything. And he'll sit for you.
You say you were robbed, Sue?
Yeah.
What happened?
So I was upstairs sleeping, okay? And somebody came in. I know who did it. I'm not saying any names because they were on, drugs and things. They're just right down the street from me. Yeah, they did.
Hmm.
And I don't know if they ever, they probably did find him, but I don't want nothing to do with him because he's scary. He's very scary, And when I woke up, there was a flower and stuff all over my floor. The refrigerator was messed up. I had $20 in my purse. He took that, And my friend over here on Leader Street, she lives in a yellow house. I live in a yellow house. Stole her jewelry. Oh, my gosh. She's still upset about it because her husband's gone. And they took her jewelry and stuff like that. But it's terrible. It's terrible.
Now, did he break in or did he walk in? How'd he get in?
Well, what I did, it was warm. I left the window open, the top window, and he's so skinny, he got in through there. He tore my screen out on the front porch, you know?
Right.
And he got in that one. I never heard nothing. I thought maybe the cats would have alerted me, you know, but they didn't. And everything.
Well, Sue,
and I'll never go to bed again without locking all my doors and windows and things. And I got my baseball bat. I sleep downstairs now because I wasn't allowed to go back upstairs because they had to put one of these lift chairs. That's how I go upstairs, in a lift chair. So they put my bed down here. And they put my washer and dryer from the basement in my dining room.
Are you having trouble getting around these days?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, because 5 years ago, and the day before Christmas, this pit bull down the street, he came in my yard. I was putting out trash and bit me. And I still have trouble with my leg. I had 17 stitches in my leg, and it still bothers me.
That's what we were calling about, Sue, because I remember you came and visited us at the mall right after that pit bull had bit you, and and I don't think we ever knew what happened with that. I know it was one time you were going to try to get a lawyer about it. What happened with all that?
I did. I got JC. Nothing. She went to jail, you know, her and her boyfriend. This is gross. But I heard she lived down here off of Fairgrove Street. She starved her little boy to death. He was only 3 or 4.
Hmm.
You know, and everything. And it just hurts me because I used to take care of so many kids, you know. And everything. But I was wondering, do you know a Judy Summers?
Yes, Judy listens to the show quite a bit.
I got a letter from her, and she said Scott Spears was trying to find me to see if I was okay.
Yeah, well, we used to see you at the mall when we were out there, and I wondered what had happened with the dog bite, and because we hadn't seen you in a few years, and I know you used to listen on the radio, and I hadn't heard you call in for a while. Do you have a radio, Sue? Do you have a radio at your house?
I have one, but it's half and half, you know.
Well, you ought to try to tune us in the morning.
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Every morning.
Oh, you should
but
call in.
It gets staticky. You know?
So you kind of need a new radio?
Yeah. But, I'll get it. I'm not going to ask nobody for nothing. It's just that I want to place the cat. I want somebody to take him. That's, you know, the Humane Society. I was going to call back out there to see if they would take him, but everybody's full up, you know?
Yeah, it's an interesting time. How many cats do you have now, Sue?
Well, I have my two females that I adopted from Mansfield. There'll be two in April. But they're good. I got Annie, named after my mom. Then I've got Callie. She's the Calico. And then I've got Kiddo. I got Kiddo, the male cat. That's it. And I feed the black and white cat. Belongs over across the way in a trailer. So it stays under my back porch. So it ate this morning. I gave it some tuna. You don't know how much tuna I buy, you know?
Right.
And my daughter, she got me two bags of dry cat food from Amazon and everything. She helps me out. She lives in, she lives 8 miles from Sandusky, Ohio.
Now, how many cats at one point did you have, Sue?
Oh, my goodness. 20.
20, yeah. About I know it was 20. Quite a few.
Yeah, the mothers were in the front room, you know, and they had babies. But no more. I feed the cats outside, and then Kiddo thinks he's king, and he gets in their face. And I said, no, because he doesn't want them to eat, you know?
Well, Sue, have you tried the Homeless to Home? We had them call in a few weeks ago, and they told us just a couple weeks ago they take cats. And it's a very nice place out here on Delaware Avenue, just beyond the Dollar General,
yeah,
I think it is.
I know. Janine, I know her.
Yeah,
we had an argument one time. We had an argument one time, and I don't know if she would take the cat or not. I don't know.
Oh.
If she would or not. I don't know, because I've been calling her and leaving messages and everything. And they said they just had too many. They just had too many cats. And somebody that I know said they had them stacked up. They had them in a garage, and they're building another place for them, too, on where they live and everything. But they're stacked up on each other. That's what I was told.
So you had a disagreement with her?
Yeah, because I gave her one of the sisters. I'm sorry, I'm just upset today.
No, it's okay.
I didn't get any sleep because Annie kept crying. She's in heat. And she kept crying and crying and crying. So, I need to get them fixed. You know, I need to take them up to Hope Clinic and everything. I have a car. But I haven't driven for a while. You know, because I don't like the snow.
Well, there are a lot of people out here listening, Sue, to us right now, so hopefully they're hearing these stories, and I'm going to give your number out here again if you don't mind, and if people want to take you up to the clinic or help you with this male cat or something, they'll be able to give you a call. Call Sue again if you have any information or can help her out. 740-244-7403. Again, that's 740-244-7403. Sue lives over on the corner of Monroe and Silver Street. What happened to all the cats, Sue?
Oh, the Humane Society came and got them.
Oh,
the lady that used to be there, she came and she helped me. And Janine took some of them.
Now, with this,
with
this pit bull, just for people who don't remember, what exactly happened? You were out getting your mail, and the dog was not on a leash. Is that what happened?
No. I went to take trash out.
Oh, trash out.
This was the Christmas Eve, okay? And I just took my bags out, and all of a sudden, I had a hole in my fence. He came through the fence. There was a female on the outside, and he came through the fence, and I was just standing there, and all of a sudden, he got me. Blood was everywhere. And my neighbor, I was screaming, you know, about my neighbor. He came over, my other neighbor came over, and got him off of me. Then they called the dog pound. I guess they put him down. I heard they did. But, you know, nobody calls you back to tell you what went on, you know? And that girl, the police didn't do nothing. They didn't do nothing. And the girl was screaming. She said, "You're not going to take my dogs. You're not going to take my dogs." So what happened, she left the dogs in the yard, and the dog learned to, you know, trip, you know, the gate.
Mm-hmm.
Learned to do that, and they got out. Because they couldn't feed the dog, so the woman next door, she was getting food off of her, you know, to feed the dogs. Because they were, you know, smoking, you know what I mean. I heard all this stuff. But now, I think it's pretty well clear on Monroe Street. You know,
that's good.
Because I've been here 40 years. 40 years I've been here.
Now, do you own that house you live in, Sue?
No, I'm paying for it.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. But you've been there 40 years.
My ex-husband passed away, and I got his Social Security. Other than that, I wouldn't be able to live.
So you're down to two cats at this point, plus the male cat out back. But are you able to feed and take care of them okay?
Oh, yeah. They eat.
That's
and everything.
Nice.
And they just, because the one slept with me last night. She's on her blanket. They got blankets I put on top of my bed and everything. But other than that, if I could find a home for the male cat, you know,
Sue, how did it come about that you had all these cats? That's one thing I was always curious about. You just a cat lover, pet lover?
I don't even know myself. I just kept taking them in, you know. Which my daughter said, Mom, you shouldn't do that. But what are you going to do? Nobody else wants them, you know. And I had to scrounge. I sold jewelry, you know, I sold my rings and everything to, you know, when the guy was downtown on the corner there where they have the dress shop now. And I went and I bought food and everything. So, but I was getting a little bit of, you know, welfare.
Right.
And everything. So I've always worked, I don't know how many jobs and everything. And I babysit, you know, all these years. I worked in people's homes. I even took, have you ever heard of President Harding's niece, Mrs. Kling?
Oh, yeah.
I used to work for her.
Oh, is that right?
Time. Yeah, I used to work for her.
But that
yes,
would have been
did.
That would have been a few years ago, wouldn't it have?
Yes. Mm-hmm. That's when I was in my 40s, you know, going into my 50s and everything. But I've worked a lot. I've worked at Etworth School. I've done a lot for people.
Yeah.
And now I need a little. I'm sorry. I haven't took my new pill yet.
Oh, no, I understand. Hopefully you'll be...
I just need a little help.
So basically at this point, you need somebody to adopt this male cat, and then you need a ride to the place to get the cats fixed. Is that right?
Right.
Okay. Well, we're here in the morning from 8 to 10, Sue. If you ever need anything or want to listen, give us a buzz here at the number. You got the number. And I'll give your number out here again, and maybe you'll get a phone call here this morning.
Yeah, because Judy, I got her address. I forgot she was on Limhester, you know, road. But I forgot where that is.
Oh, Lynn Hipster?
You know?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Lynn Hipster's out there by kind of out. Well, it's but where the flea market is. That's Lynn Hipster.
Oh, cause see, I don't. I'll stay home for like 2 weeks. I'll just stay home, and then all of a sudden, I'll just want to go out. I'll go up to the Dollar Tree, you know, because I know the girls up there. Or I go to Kroger's, or my daughter orders my food for me, you know? And then, but Judy, she didn't give me her phone number. I mean, she wrote me a letter, you know?
Well, I know Judy's out there listening, but if you're not listening to the radio, Judy would probably call in and give you her phone number. Well, maybe she'll call you. I don't know. Do you think you can get the radio working this morning, Sue?
Let me see.
Yeah. What 107.1 FM? Yeah. Are you on the FM, Sue?
I don't know. I don't know where I am.
We'll get there.
Some days I get up and I just wonder. I say, where am I? I stand up because I still get a little dizzy, you know. Because I've fallen on my face, just flat on my face, like you're trying to catch yourself, and there's air there, and there's nothing to catch you with, you know?
Have you seen a doctor, Sue? Maybe you got a medical issue.
Oh, I have seen the doctor, and I can't go back to the doctor till I get checked for COVID.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have COVID. You know, I have to have an appointment to go out to the clinic in front of Walmart.
You
have to go out there.
Well, you know, they have that testing site out there on Barks Road. I think you can just drive out there and get tested.
I don't know. And then I just feel like, you know, just stay at home. I used to be a go-getter. You know, if anybody needs anything, I'm there. You know, helping people out and things like that, and cleaning house and stuff like that, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Well, but now, I need a little bit of help, but I need to get this cat.
Yeah, we
adopted.
Let's try to get your radio tuned here, and that way we can get you can listen to this station.
Okay.
And that way,
okay,
if anybody calls, you'll hear them.
Okay.
And you can write it down.
Okay.
So put it.
Okay.
You got the radio on FM?
I don't know. Which is FM? Wait a minute. Here. Okay. What happened? No.
Do you have the volume turned down?
I don't know, Scott.
We'll get it worked out, Sue. I'm here with you.
No, it won't even work. Oh, my God.
Oh, did it come unplugged?
No. I'll mess with it.
Okay.
I'll mess with it.
107.1 FM. So if you find...
She gave me, she says, WWGH 107.1 FM.
Well, mess around.
She gave me.
Yeah, because I'm on the radio right now, and I imagine we'll be hearing from Judy here in just a couple minutes. So get that radio tuned in as quick as you can so you can hear me and her, and hopefully we'll get this all worked out.
Yeah, because we miss Charlie, because I've known Charlie ever since he lived down here on Main Street, across from where McDonald's is. Him and his first wife used to live in them apartments, and his daughter used to go to school with my kids at Oak Street School. I used to work at Oak Street School, too, teach the kids to read and everything, so...
Yeah.
I've done a lot.
Well, we still air repeats of Charlie, so you'd be able to hear him throughout the day.
Yeah, I do hear him, but I'll get this.
Yeah, get that worked out, Sue, as quick as you can, and that way you might hear Judy. But it's good to hear you. Keep the radio on, and anytime you want to call in, we'd love to hear from you.
Because I'd just love to get this cat adopted, but I don't want nobody to mistreat him or anything.
No. Yeah, we'll work on this, Sue. So get that radio tuned in, and if you need any help, just call us back.
Yeah, and everything. And do you know Edie Cook in the studio?
Well, I don't know. I've met her. I don't know her personally.
I was her nanny for 12 years for her kids.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you still like being called Catwoman? I know you used to like that, Sue.
No. Just call me Sue.
Just Sue. No more Catwoman.
No, because I got, I'll just have two cats, the females. I'm going to get them fixed. And then if I decide to find them a home, I don't know, because they've been really, you know, since this pandemic and everything, they've been good company for me, you know?
Well, I'll tell you, have you had the COVID, Sue, at any point?
No.
Oh, good.
Well, I'm
glad to hear that. Well, it's interesting because, you know, I know we also had some other people call in, but they'd lost your phone number. Bob Austin, I think you went to school with him.
I don't remember.
Or he said he was friends with you. I know he called in at one point and said he used to see you, but he had lost your phone number.
Now, give him my phone number and have him, you know, if he wants to, he can call me.
Okay, well, like I said, get that radio tuned in, Sue, and
I will.
All right, well, good talking with you, Sue. Call in anytime.
Well, thanks, Scott. Thanks for talking to me,
okay?
I appreciate it.
No problem. Take care and take a nap and feel better today. Take your nerve pill and feel better.
Well, I'm going to read the paper and see what's going on. Probably nothing.
Okay, well, we'll turn that, get that radio working.
I will. Thank you.
Thank you, Sue.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, well, there you go. After many, many weeks, we were able to get in touch with Sue Millweiser, the former Catwoman doesn't want to be called that. Down to two cats. How about that? After all those years. Very, very nice lady. I'm sorry she's having such a rough name. You know, I just got some messages here. Does she go by the name Dolores? I don't know. She said Sue, and I always knew her by Sue Millizer. But again, her telephone number, this is kind of like Swap Shop here this morning, I guess, 740-244-7403. She gave us permission to give that out. Matter of fact, she gave it out herself there, 740-244-7403. And it looks like she's looking to get rid of a male cat and also get a ride to get her cats fixed. Go ahead, caller.
It's me, Scott.
Well, you got to hear her.
Yes, but I went and I had somebody to look up. What I did, I don't live in Hampshire at the moment because my basement flooded again. So I'm in town. And people would drop off cats. Been out there 51 years, really. And they would drop off cats and they'd come like two or three at a time. And back then, you think you could save them? And they'd get that leukemia. And I'd run with them to Columbus, down to the to OSU, to the vet place, or urgent care. They never could save any of them. I spent a fortune in cats. But the ones that came, I took them. It used to be called Hope in Upper Sandusky. And they, every cat that came there, if it was there 2 weeks, I took it to be fixed. And they would charge like $50. It included the shots and everything, which it was a fraction of what you pay, you know, at a regular. The people had opened their house, and now I think they're really like a shelter place. It's really grown because the last cat I took really 11 from here in town, and the last one I took, I think it's been about 5 years ago, but they might have changed their name to Wyandotte something, but I had the phone number, and when the cats started coming there, they would not put any down either. That was one place, you know, unless the cat was sick, couldn't be saved. They're like Jeannie out there and stuff. But they had taken their garage and made it, I think she was a nurse or he was, and they made it into like a shelter, and it's really grown since that. And I have that number if anybody's interested. If you go down through the main part, I've been there so many times, but I never pay attention to the route. You go down through the main part of town, and then you go right, and then you go left by that, I think, gas station over the railroad tracks, and they're the first house there on the right.
Now, what's the phone number, Judy?
The phone number is 419-294-4477, and it used to be called Hope, but the person that looked it up said it's under Wyandotte, maybe something now. I don't know if they've got with the animal shelter up there or what.
And this is an upper?
Pardon me?
This is an upper?
Yeah, Upper Sandusky. Yeah, I took them all to Upper because if I paid 50 there, I would pay, well, let's just say a lot more here. And I wouldn't have a cat unless it was six. So if it was somebody's cat and it came there, they usually stayed, but they did. I would think it was a young cat, and the cat was probably 12 or 14. And they, back then, they got that leukemia. And I ran so many to Columbus trying to, they'd put them in, what do you call it, those breathing things, I can't think of it, incubators or something, these kind of things. And
right.
They couldn't be saved, but I got, my vet was Sandy out at Mount Gilead, Sandy Carpenter, Whetstone. And that's where because I could take four cats, and she charged $25. And if most I had was maybe four cats at one time. And she would do all four, you know, for $25, and you can't beat that. And stuff. But she just retired, and a new guy took over her practice last year. But, I'm kind of like one of those cat people. I cannot stand to see cats, you know. And right here now, there's four or five running, I guess, like wild. And I called Jeannie to trap them, you know, to get them and take them because I know they're hungry and everything. And, but for a while there, because of the COVID, she wasn't, I guess they call it trap and catch or something.
Well,
and I know that they'd be taken care of because they're going to be hit.
Well, Judy, I'm getting some information here from Angie. She says she's been out to it's called the Hope Clinic in Upper Sandusky, and it's at the Wyandotte County Humane Society. So that's why, I guess, it's part of the Wyandotte County Humane Society, but it is still called the Hope Clinic.
Yeah, because when I took them there, I think there was a separate place for the Wyandotte, like the shelter. They were separate from that. They might have combined now, because I'm talking about 30 years or so ago, you know, or longer, taking cats up there.
Well, but, hopefully.
Now, I don't know if they changed their policy, because now it's a little bit cheaper, but mostly I don't think I ever paid over $50. They would fix the cat, and then they would give them their first shot. But then you could not take them back. You had to, you know, go to a different vet. You know what I mean?
Right. Well, hopefully, Sue can get this cat taken care of and can get apparently a ride to the place to get her cats fixed. But also, I think Sue needs a radio.
Yeah. Well, I'll see. I don't know if I have one. I would take her, but I've had breathing issues. My breath stops. My son has to pound me on the back to get it going. Oh, I would take her up there in a flash, take the cat. And I just don't hardly go out, you know, the last year or so till they find out what's wrong and everything. Because I see these cats running loose now, and, you know, when I'm howling around here, and I feel so sorry because I don't know if there's a mouse for every cat or not. And when you start feeding them, they stay there. And I'm almost 80. I cannot, you know, do all this running and stuff anymore. But I would help her in a flash, take the cat up there and get it fixed. But I cannot, I don't even go around Marion hardly here by myself. So,
right. Well, hopefully somebody's heard this morning, and now that she gave her phone number out, maybe somebody will give her a buzz and be able to point her in the right direction at least.
Yeah, because I just called Jeannie right before she came on the radio. I see three or four cats running across, because one cat across the street, a vacant house, the neighbor said that there were two or three cats that had kittens. So there's a bunch of wild ones, you know, running around here, and you won't be able to catch them. You have to almost trap them. And I called Jeannie, but her voice box is full, and she still takes cats, you know, drop off. If you take the cat there, she will take care of it, fix it. I don't know if she has anything to do with Hope up there. I thought she did when I first heard of her several years ago, but, and everything. So it's a cat, you know, and then, you know, you can adopt them and everything and stuff, but I'll just do a call. And I know I've got her number, and I couldn't find Hope's, but I think they kind of went in with that Wyandotte thing, because where I went, it was at a house. And I think Wyandotte Upper had their own animal shelter, and they were separate, so they might have combined, you know.
Right, right. Well, I thank you for calling in, and yeah, give Sue a call, and tell Sue when you call her if she gets help with this stuff to call us back and let us know. That way we don't keep advertising it that she did find somebody.
Yeah, because, I mean, and let's hope if they've changed the prices and stuff, but I never paid, that I know of, over $50 for shots, and you can't find that. It'd probably be some at a vet, probably over $100 or more, so... it's up, but things change, because it's been, I think, about 5 years since I have taken a cat up there, so.
Well, thanks for the information, Judy, and thanks for helping Sue get in touch with us.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. The phone lines are open here, 48 minutes past the hour, on this Thursday, January 20th, 2022. I don't know if Sue got her radio tuned in as of yet, but there was Judy, who she was interested in talking to, and there was also some interesting information about the Hope Clinic in Upper Sandusky, which is apparently housed in the same building as the Wyandotte Humane Society, just two different entrances. And their phone number is 419-294-4477. And Sue Millizer, once known as the Catwoman, did call in this morning. She has a male cat that she's looking to find a home for. She also needs apparently a ride to the clinic to get her cats fixed at this point, and possibly needs some help tuning her radio, or some help with her radio. 740-244-7403. 740-244-7403. Go ahead, caller.
That Judy would run a good race with windpipes.
You think Judy likes to talk too, huh? Hey, well, there you go. Well, we allowed people the time to come on and talk. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Any information or anything of interest, give us a buzz. Remember, if the phone line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on calling back in. 740-383-9944. Sorry Sue was having such a just kind of sounded like a discombobulated morning there this morning, but we did get an update on the pit bull thing. Boy, I'll tell you, that I remember that being a very traumatic thing, where she was out, I guess, taking out her trash, and a pit bull got through a hole in the fence and bit her, but apparently she did try to get some litigation, but nothing ever came of it. So that's the story on that all these years later, on the pit bull bite. And apparently she does not have many, many cats anymore, only two inside the house and this one outside the house. And she guess she just liked taking cats in. That's how she became the cat woman all those years ago. So I think we got everything answered that we needed to get answered. But again, Sue is looking for help, and that's what we're here for this station. We're not here for the financials of it all. We want to see people get the help that they need, and Sue, obviously, if you listen to that interview this morning, needs some help. Anybody who wants to help her adopt the male cat that she has, or help her with tuning her radio, or taking her to the clinic so she can get these cats fixed. And again, her number was 740-244-7403. That's 740-244-7403. And that's how that all shakes out today. 51 and a half minutes past the hour. Give us a buzz here. If the line's been ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So give us a buzz back. 740-383-9944. We would love to hear from you. And also, we did get the phone number here from the Hope Clinic in Upper Sandusky, which is an alternative to take cats if you want to get them housed, get rid of them. 419-294-4477. 419-294-4477. And a few weeks ago, we had a representative on from Homeless to Home here in Marion, who apparently also takes cats in. But I guess there's a... I guess her phone is filled up with messages. So maybe at this point, they are very busy out at Homeless to Home. Does anybody know anything about that? Give me a call here, 740-383-9944. The phone lines remain open. You know, we pet safety is very, very important, and we take that very, very seriously here, and we want everybody to be okay. And over-the-air radio is one of the best ways to get the word out about things like this, because you think everybody knows everything, but really they don't. And when you say something on the radio, it gets out to people who may not have heard it. And that's a big help. You know, a lot of people, when Homeless to Home called in a few weeks ago, had never heard about that. To be honest, I had never heard about Homeless to Home. I'd heard people talk about it, but I didn't really know what the name was or what they did or, you know, that whole spiel. All right. Anything on anybody's mind this morning for the last 7 minutes here, or does anybody have an update on the chicken shack? We did get a report this morning that they are back open. It looked like the other night they were supposed to open back up on January the 17th. Are they back open, and has anybody been there since they've been back open? Because I still don't know. I think we got the hours, and I thought I wrote them down here somewhere, and I don't know what I did with them, and I do not want to misstate the hours of the Chicken Shack. Also, we'd love to hear somebody from the Chicken Shack just to hear what's going on over there, what their hours are, so on and so forth. Uh-oh, we just got a honk out front. Somebody must be driving by who's listening to the station. So if anybody's got any information on the Chicken Shack, we'd love to hear about that as well. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. So I think we've covered it all this morning. Marion City Schools, Harding went to remote learning today. I think just for the day today so far. Del Taco coming along pretty well out there on Route 95 next to Perkins. Although I think the parking situation is going to be pretty rough out there. We'll see what happens when they finally get open. Chicken Shack, still looking for information on Chicken Shack. Has anybody been there since they reopened on Monday? How are things going there? And we did talk to Sue, the Catwoman. So I think we've covered all the bases there. Don't forget, Glenn Coble comes on when I go off this morning, 10 a.m. till 12 noon, and then Swap Shop from 12:15 until 1 p.m. And Adam the Computer Guy today, 2:15 until 3 p.m. So a full day of broadcasting here on WWGH Radio. All right, here comes a phone call. Let's see what's going on. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, when you go off the air today, can you give me a call or can I call right back?
Yeah, well, I tell you, Glenn comes right in. I'm not sure what's it in regard to?
Just about this situation.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll try to see what I can get. If I don't call you when I get off the air, I'll definitely give you a call.
Okay, it'll just be for a minute.
Okay.
Okay, then. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right. Again, 740-383-9944. 56 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Any information on anything? Like I say, I think we have covered the things I wanted to cover this morning. I'll be back on the air tomorrow morning with you for the duration from 8:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. And, of course, we'll have the pastor's spot from 11:15 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Friday. That's always a lot of fun to sit down with Pastor Whitaker and discuss everything going on there. I think we're providing a pretty decent service here this morning for people and helping them with their problems. All right. Anybody else have anything? Does anybody else need help with anything this morning? Is anybody else? You know, I tell you, with the weather the way it is and the pandemic the way it is, I know a lot of people are having very interesting times in life right now. And this is one of the problems with the schools going on remote and so on and so forth, is a lot of kids are not in school. So that becomes an issue. It's a funny world, as they say. Okay. Well, again, 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz if you know anything about the Chicken Shack or Del Taco. Or if you Sue, the former Catwoman, gets her help that she needs. Or if you have anything to say about the Marion City Schools going on remote today. The floor is yours, as they say here for the last few minutes of the program. Approaching 58 minutes past the hour on this Thursday, January the 20th, 2022. Can you imagine that? Already 20 days through the month of January. It seemed to me like December was kind of dragging along with all the holidays and everything. And now here we are more than halfway through the month of January. Just flying right by. Well, you know, the good news is if you started a New Year's resolution, maybe you are able to keep it because the month is flying by so fast. Glenn, do you know anything about cats or... Were you listening to this whole hubbub this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I love cats. I absolutely love them. I've had one.
You've had one.
And I killed it.
You killed it?
By accident.
What'd you do?
He was in my, he had crawled up for warmth inside my car engine.
Oh, no. I don't want to hear the rest of this story, Glenn.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell it.
That's a tragedy of a story.
But It's snowing outside.
It's snowing.
Heavy, big flakes.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that on Adam's forecast this morning that we were supposed to get snow today. But, you know, that's the way it goes, I guess. Well, hopefully we can get Sue some help here. She called in. Did you hear Sue this morning?
I don't remember.
She was the first call, but, you know, once known as the Catwoman, she doesn't like to be called Catwoman anymore.
Oh, I thought she liked that.
Well, she did until I talked to her this morning, but she was bitten by a pit bull 5 years ago, which has left some long-standing issues, but she got a lawyer, but apparently was not able to get anything out of that. But she does have one male cat that she needs adopted, and she needs a ride to get her cats fixed at 740-244-7403. Put that on the swap shop, Glenn. Go ahead, caller.
Did you see where the Marion Humane Society got $9,000 because of Betty White?
No, did they raise that in the name of her birthday?
Yes.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that a lot of people donated.
Me too. The world needs more animal lovers.
How are you coming along?
I think I'm going to live.
You're going to live. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Back to work before you know it.
Yeah, I can't wait. I'm about to die of boredom.
Well, keep getting better. I'm glad you were able to call in.
Thanks, Scott.
Bye-bye. Well, how about that? A lot of dough for the Humane Society. Right on topic here this morning in regard to Betty White's birthday on Monday the 17th, which again just goes to show you how many people really had an admiration for Betty White. Again, do want to give the number one more time because she was nice enough to call in. And again, what Sue needs is somebody to adopt this male cat she has. Apparently, she's not driving much these days. She needs a ride to the clinic so she can get her two cats fixed, I believe was what she said. And she also needs some help tuning her radio because we were having an issue with that this morning. She needs help tuning this station in on her radio so she can get all the information. Or she needs a new radio. I don't know. She went to turn the radio on and I heard some static and then it went dead and that was about how that story went. But a lot of people have asked her phone number, and now that she's given it on the air, we feel safe in giving it on the air at 740-244-7403. And also, the Hope Clinic in Upper Sandusky apparently is a good place to get your cats fixed, as well as take your cats there if you cannot take care of them anymore. 419-294-4477. All right, and that's it for Animal Kingdom today. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
So do you want to come back and do that again? Yes! And I'll really stink this time, Ed. My God! They'll turn you off!
Oh, my God.
WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Don't miss it. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address.